Weiter Maseches Bikurim, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. You told me in certain ways, Shavu L'Nashim, the androgynous, have the same halachas as women, Ketzad. Metame Be'oidim Kenoshim. They become tame only with something red. That's the din by women in regard to certain tumah. Ve'enem Esyachidim Hu Anoshim Kenoshim. Just like a woman can't be alone with a man, an androgynous can't be alone with a man. Ve'enem Zoykek Le'yivim Kenoshim. Okay, here we have one that we didn't have in the previous list. If a man dies and he has no children, his brother is supposed to be miyaveim his almana. Suppose he has only one brother, and that brother is an androgynous. So the brother's wife, the almana, does not need yivim or chalitza from the androgynous. So the ain is zaykik li yivim kanashim, just like if the brother died and he had no brothers. He only had sisters. So his wife doesn't need chalitza. She can marry anyone she wants. There's no yivim. Same is true if there's an androgynous there. Ve'ein ha'chaylik im abanim. So just like we said before, that if someone passes away and there's not enough, the boys get the Yerusha, but the girls have to be guaranteed that they're going to be supported from the father's estate until either they get married or they get older. So we said the androgynous can't line up with his sisters because they're going to say, who says you're a girl? But he also won't get a Yerusha because the other brothers are going to say, who says you're a boy? When it comes to money, there's a rule. The rule is, Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavarai. If you want to take money away from someone else, you have to prove it. And the androgynous has no way of proving to his sisters that he gets the Mezainis with them, and he has no way of proving to his brothers that he gets the Yerusha together with them. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Ve'enai Chaylik B'Katshei HaMikdash Kenoshim. He doesn't get a Chaylik in the Katshei HaMikdash. It's not distributed to him when they divide it. Same way it's not given to women. There are Chalakim of Kerbanis that are given to Kehanim. Some women are allowed to eat, some women are not allowed to eat. For example, Kachay Kaddishim, Karm Chattas, Karmanoshim, only the Kehanim eat it. Male Kehanim. Can only be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. Then you have Kachay Kaddishim, like Karm Shlomim or Karm Pesach. That you can eat throughout Yerushalayim, and the whole family can eat it. But when it comes to distributing the Chalik of the Hegdish in the Beis HaMikdash, it only goes to the Scharim. With some karbanos, they can share it with their wives or daughters. But officially, to get a chalik, the pasuk says, "L'chol b'nei aharin ti ishka achiv, b'nei aharin, not b'nei saharin, and also not the androgynous, because they would have to be a zachar v'adai." Vaitra says, "A mishnah pasul chol edus shebetoyra kenoshim. He can't say edus, like women cannot say edus. The einai nival be'aveira kenoshim, just like there's a din." Then a woman cannot be together with certain kraivim. Same is true for the androgynous. He pasul menako huna kenoshim. And if he's together with someone he's not allowed to, he becomes pasul from kahuna, as the case is with nashim. If they're together with someone they're not allowed to, they cannot eat truma afterwards. Same is true for the androgynous.